Hey everybody, thank you for pressing play on this episode. I've been asked a couple different times about the topics and principles that I'll be talking about in the book that I'm writing about authenticity. And this has been really fun for me because there's huge reminders for me to always make sure that I'm staying in my authentic lane, right? And what that means in our life, and we're gonna dive into that on this episode. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
Okay, so as I've been building this outline, the most important beginning I feel like is understanding that the reasons why originality is so scarce and what are the powers and influence that are against uniqueness. And part of the focus of this book is that there is so many inauthentic relationships that we have in our life. And I hate to even discuss it because for those of you that know me, like, this podcast is called Disarming Honesty. That's really important to me. And on top of that, it's hard to develop relationships with people that aren't willing to be authentic, and you have to lead by example to do that. And the most important part about originality is discovering you. And it's like, how exactly do we do that, right? How exactly do we build our life in a way where we get to know our real self? So I'm excited to share these tips and ideas with you to challenge your thinking and to empower you to open the door to more authenticity in your life. Because when you use, authentic strategies, you are able to not only unleash your potential, but you'll be able to get over situations and circumstances in the past that seem to follow you around like a shadow, right? Like, you have certain behaviors that you're like, where did that come from? So as you do that, you'll see that you'll be able to focus more on the present and be able to be present with the discovery of yourself. And that leads for you, that leads to you being able to prepare for the future, build mental resilience, and ultimately have some type of leadership in your life, whether it's the inner trust that you have for yourself or for the people around you. And I think that it's a daily process that happens line upon line, and that you have to choose you every day in ways that you know it's going to allow you to grow. I'm not advocating for a sense of selfishness, but for a sense of prioritizing yourself, your emotional needs daily, and working towards that is the key. So I'm super excited and grateful that you're along for the ride and can't wait to share more with you guys. Love you. Peace out.